Ah, listen, we're gutted. Absolutely gutted, Ryan, to be honest. We came out of the dressing room there. Came out of our dressing room. Absolutely gutted and went into their dressing room to speak to St. Pius. But listen, you know, we have very few complaints. We never got going tonight. I suppose that's the most disappointing part. We just didn't really perform, and we got back to within a point, and you know, they went down the field and, you know, they kicked on another point or so, and we just were really disappointed. Like,
you were 1-4 to 6 points up at half time. You were probably fortunate to be in that position. A good goal from Matthew McLaughlin. What were you saying to the lads at half time?
Listen, we had problems on around the middle of the field now. There's no doubt about that. Kickouts and that, we were trying to vary the kickouts and change the kickouts, but I suppose the one thing we tried to focus on was the breaking ball. We just weren't getting any breaking ball. They were just picking up everything in and around the middle. If they weren't winning it clean, they were getting the breaks and they were getting the run at us. But then we focused on the fact that we actually didn't play at all in the first half, and we were still a point up, and we felt that once we got going at them and we got going at pace, that, you know, we were breaking the lines and we were getting joy out of that. You know, and that's kind of the thing we focused on, you know.
Yeah, they hit you with a purple patch right at the start of the second half. 5 points in the space of 7 minutes. You couldn't really get out. You had a couple of chances to score and you didn't take them. And, like, their little corner forward was brilliant.
He was, and we knew all about him. And we tried to zone in on it. But to be honest, Ryan, I thought we had problems all over the field tonight. And that, you know, when you have a... one problem, you can kind of try to solve it. When we multiple problems, which I thought we had, you know. And look, listen, I went down and spoke to them. They were excellent. Like, I thought they were a really, really good side. Very physical, very strong, very direct. And, you know, they moved the ball quick and they had their homework done on us as well. And look, they were deserving winners. You know, there were a couple of very, very dodgy calls at the end now that could have got us back up the field, but we didn't get them, and we didn't just get the rub of the green. But look, it would have been... I thought it would have been very harsh in them if anything else other than a victory for them came out of it tonight, you know.
Yeah, you did show a lot of character to get back, and they were a point up, and there was a very, very contentious decision. Now, Connor Black was chasing the ball back. It looked like possession was won. His legs were clipped. The referee misses it, and Marfelt get it free. The insurance score, like, you know, you must feel aggrieved about that, because it was a very harsh call against you.
Yeah, like, it was on the other side of the field, Ryan, and absolutely. You know, it looked a very poor decision. Like, even the linesman on our side, you know, we were chatting about it. Like, we had possession of the ball, and we would have went back up the field, and, you know, maybe we would have scored, maybe we wouldn't have. I don't know, but I suppose we'll never know. But look, from our point of view, look, we're unbelievably disappointed. But I have to be honest, we're unbelievably proud of this group of players. They have achieved unbelievably this year. You know, our aim this year was I said to them that we would compete in the McLaren, and I came from a dressing room that these boys are absolutely gutted from losing a semi-final, and I think that shows how far we've come. Look, I have to be honest, from my point of view, I'd have to say, Ryan, a big shout out to the boys involved with me, Joe McBride there in the school, and then we had Andy Connor and Chippy Barrett there from Milford, who put in a serious amount of work all year, and we have done with these boys, and look, it'll stand to them. And, you know, we're going to have to try and take the positives out of it, even though we're extremely disappointed. Look, we've won two trophies this year, you know, and look, it just wasn't to be tonight.